The Buffalo Bills scored a convincing 41-14 win over the Miami Dolphins yesterday. Matt Sabuda joins us this morning to go beyond the playbook. Matt, let's start by going over how the Bills achieved such a dominant win.
Well, good morning, Howard. And I'm actually calling in from Alabama after attending an Auburn-Mississippi State game, but I guess I should have taken the flight down to Miami instead, as the Bills really put on a clinic over the Dolphins in their Week 3 matchup. I think I want to start on one side of the ball, but it's really tough to do, I guess, in this game, because both the offense and defense were downright dominant. Tyrod Taylor looked every bit the franchise quarterback as he went 21 of 29, for 277 yards, three touchdowns, and an off-the-charts quarterback rating. And on defense, the Bills intercepted Dolphins quarterback Ryan Tannehill three times and dropped him to 2-5 against Buffalo in his career. But despite only two sacks, the Bills' defensive front was just incredibly disruptive against Tannehill and the Dolphins' offense. And the guy who had a really fantastic day, even though the stats weren't gaudy, was Jerry Hughes. He was just a terror against the Dolphins' offensive line, making plays and drawing a lot of penalties against the Dolphins. And after Hughes, you have to give credit to Marcel Darius, who definitely outshined his fellow $100 million counterpart for Miami in Dominican Sue. Clogged running lanes all game and consistently chased down Ryan Tannehill in the backfield. Again, a lot of credit to go around. If we had about 30 minutes to do this, it would be tough to give credit to all the great Bills performances.
Matt, when we talked on Friday, you mentioned some former Miami players who were making their first trip back as Buffalo Bills. How did things work out for them?
Fantastic, like pretty much everything else for the Bills on Sunday. Both marquee players had great performances. Richie Incognito was outstanding, but tight end Charles Clay was the guy who really stole the show. Clay was the Bills' leading receiver overall with five receptions for 82 yards. The Dolphins just had no answer for him, as he seemed to run through their secondary at will. He certainly looked extra motivated as he visited his old team.
Were there any other players who were standouts in the win?
Yeah, you got to say that the Bills look to have two early candidates for both offensive and defensive rookies of the year in cornerback Ronald Darby and running back Carlos Williams, both coincidentally Florida State products. Darby had an interception to add to his all-star Colts performance, where he tipped another interception, and Williams was just downright fantastic. He had 12 carries for an eye-popping 112 yards. He really stepped up and dominated the line of scrimmage in place of LeSean McCoy, who still seemed to be battling an injury as he seemed limited in his carries.
Well, McCoy was quoted after the game as saying he might need to take a game off to really heal, and the Bills lost some other players yesterday. How much concern do you have going forward about the state of injuries on the team?
Yeah, it wasn't a very good game for injuries for the Bills, and as much as they may not acknowledge McCoy being more injured than he is, it seems pretty clear that he's hampered by that hamstring injury he suffered in the preseason. His speed and explosive abilities really seem off, which just makes a tremendous difference for a guy who relies on amazing athleticism. I guess hopefully that reduced workload helps him heal sooner rather than later. And the reduced workload relies quite a bit on Carlos Williams and his ability to be a game breaker, which is an unexpected surprise, and hopefully he can keep that up. But aside from McCoy, Sammy Watkins going out with a calf injury is very serious. Rex Ryan seemed to be quite concerned after the game. And while he hasn't put up major receiving numbers this year, he's been critical in drawing double coverage to open up plays for both Percy Harvin and Robert Woods. Bills are certainly hoping he doesn't miss any time.
Well, despite the injuries, the Bills got through that first three games of the season, a murderer's row of opponents, and they're still 2-1. What should fans expect going forward?
Well, don't want to get ahead of ourselves as Bills fans, but if you were to say that before the season started, I think most Bills fans would have absolutely taken 2-1 after that first three-game stretch. Particularly as the Bills go into a bit of a softer part of the schedule. But in the NFL, anything can happen. And when you think it's a softer part of the schedule, you just never know. So I would say Bills fans should hope for more of what they saw yesterday and it could be a very interesting season.
Matt Sabuto, we'll talk to you again on Friday. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Howard.